Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Come see your locally owned and operated Linton Glass for all your glass needs. No matter what glass you need to replace, you can count on Linton Glass. Call us today at 601-835-4336 or find us on the web at lintonglass.com.
You're listening to the Rebel Report podcast, where it's all Ole Miss all the time. Here's your host, Michael Borky.
All right, welcome in, everybody. This is going to be a bit of a shorter one. I hope you understand. I am stressing over a basketball game right now, and it's at halftime, and we do live streams on Thursday and Sunday, so I had to bring one to you, even though, again, I am stressing over a basketball game. Life is meaningless. What are we even doing here? Why do I care so much about this stupid basketball game that is clearly, by the way, being officiated in a way that, you know what? That's not what you're here for. You are not here for that. You're here to talk about Ole Miss sports. My name is Michael Borky. Welcome to Rebel Report Live. I appreciate you being here. Despite the way the Lakers get officiated, Zion gets stabbed on the way to the basket and he gets no call at all. But Anthony Davis, like, flops like some pike that you caught out of Lake Michigan, gets breathed on and he gets a couple of free throws. Terrible. The NBA is a joke. I don't even know. They try to rig the outcome of these games. It's obvious. They're trying to get the Lakers into the playoffs. That's what they're trying to do. It's clear. Anyway, I'm Michael Borky. Please like this video. Subscribe to the channel if you have not already. Search Rebel Report in your favorite podcast app. Subscribe and leave a rating and a review. Also follow me, social media, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Michael Borky, B-O-R-K-E-Y. The spring portal window is officially open. And around here, not really a whole lot of drama. In fact, it was pretty boring today. And, you know, there was some stuff that happened across the country, right? There was a few high-profile players that hit the portal, but it's only day one. There's 2 weeks of this, so things can, you know, change, can and will change. At least I think so. But we were promised. I mean, it was teased going into today that, oh, you guys won't believe what's going to happen. The spring portal window is going to be insane and all this stuff. And again, maybe it will say, or maybe it will be that way. Maybe that will change. As of right now, today, the first day was mostly backups and reserves getting in the portal. You had a high-profile Oregon State transfer, but he's got no conference. I mean, every Oregon State player transferring would be at least understandable, despite the ridiculousness of guys transferring in January and then turning around and doing it to go somewhere else in April. I mean, that's absurd, but I understand the Oregon State players doing it. So even that's like not even all that big time news, big time player, but not necessarily big time news. That doesn't mean there aren't needs to fill. That doesn't mean Ole Miss will not be active because they will be. For example, Henry Parrish did hit the portal today. Everybody expects him to transfer to Ole Miss. Penny Boone also hit the transfer portal today. If you don't know who that is, he is the Toledo running back, or the former Toledo running back, who transferred to Louisville, but is back in the portal again. Things are weird with Louisville right now. Very, very weird. You saw, you know, there was some viral DMs being shared on Twitter between a person that helps Louisville with NIL, and it wasn't a good look on his part. Engaging with somebody on Twitter like that is not the best way to prove that things are good. You know what I mean? Going after somebody like that in that manner definitely does not scream everything is fine, no reason to worry. If that person were in charge of my operation and that's how they handled something like that, I would be deeply concerned. That's just me. I would be deeply concerned to see somebody handle things that way. But, you know, that is out there. Again, most people expect Henry Parrish to hit the portal, and not to hit the portal, to transfer back to Ole Miss now that he has hit the portal. We've already talked about that. I expect it to happen. I think Ole Miss is going to add two running backs in this window for a couple of reasons. One, the LSU transfer, Diggs, is not going to be ready when the season begins. And I've told you that aside from Bentley there, and especially considering the Diggs injury, they don't feel like they have enough depth there. And that is, I think, the one position at Ole Miss where they really need more depth in a way that if they don't add it, could be detrimental to the team. Now, again, I think Henry Parrish is coming. I think they're going to add one more. It was Hunter that mentions Penny Boone. They're going to try. I saw that there was an Indiana transfer, I believe, that Ole Miss had contacted. So they're active in the running back market. Every other position, they need certain ones, like rush end. We've talked about Tyler Barron before. If that comes to reality, I don't know if it will, but enough people have talked about it. I still think they need to add possibly at every spot on defense. Not that they're desperate for it, but you could always use the depth that is helpful. But I like where they are at all of those spots. Like, I can talk myself and talk you into looking at what they have on the defensive line at linebacker and in the secondary, both at defensive back and at safety, and convince you that the defense could be quite good if they don't add another person. Now, again, I think they're going to. The depth would help, but they're not desperate. They're not desperate at the moment on the offensive line. I don't think they're ever going to be quote unquote desperate on the offensive line, but that could be a position that they will need to add a body here shortly as well. Running back was the only one on this roster where I really thought they need to hit in the spring portal at running back. They need to hit in the spring portal at running back, and it looks like they are doing just that. So we will see. Again, very little drama today. I know they're working hard at it. They're going to add for sure. They're in on a lot of guys, or at least they're making contact with a lot of guys. We'll see what happens. But there really isn't the high volume of impact players in the portal today. I know tampering is a real thing, but you can't see a whole lot of movement until guys actually enter the portal. And today wasn't the best day for filling needs if you had them. And again, I don't think Ole Miss has that many. So that's the thing to watch for is running back. I think the Parrish commitment is going to come any minute, any day. They will add another one, and we'll see where else they go. It just all depends on who actually gets in the transfer portal. So that is coming in, going out, basically no impact. Aside from the Key Lawrence thing, which is so funny, by the way, because I had no idea that Ole Miss had two Key Lawrences on their team. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Ole Miss had a defensive player enter the transfer portal, Key Lawrence. And some people jumped the gun on who it was because they probably, like me, did not know that Ole Miss had two defensive players on their roster with the exact same name. One of them is a transfer in from Oklahoma that is going to play and have an impact on this year's team. And the other is a walk-on. The walk-on hit the portal, not the Oklahoma transfer. And so there was like 10 minutes of, wait, what the hell is going on? And the Key Lawrence that Ole Miss wants to stay, with all due respect to the walk-on, there's one that's just more impactful to the team than other. The one that Ole Miss wants to stay, and Lane Kiffin had some fun with it on Twitter. Aside from that, Ole Miss's departures have been non-impact players. Josh Harris, this time last year, I would have told you that, hey, that was a huge pickup. They need him to produce, and you should expect him to, because he flashed brilliance at NC State. Just couldn't be consistent for the Ole Miss defense this year, and that's why he didn't play very much, and he's back in the portal, and somebody will pick him up, but it is not a loss for Ole Miss. That was not a first or maybe even a second-team guy at this point. Also lost Connor, the tight end. They added a tight end in the January portal window already, the transfer from Virginia Tech. And so between he and Priestcorn and Hudson Wolf, there probably wasn't going to be very many snaps for him. And that's really it as of this moment. Could things change? Sure. Could guys look at their roles and not be really satisfied with that? Absolutely. But I do think, and this is not something that you should typically do. This is not something that I should typically do. As you guys know, I think I'd take what my job is seriously at times, although we did have a lot of fun today on the radio show, pretending like we were Jim Nantz on the call for Scottie Scheffler's wife going into labor while she was on the course at Augusta National. So, you know, how serious is that? But I do think that it's important to not tell you guys, well, everything's great all the time. I think that would just be blowing smoke up your rear end. I don't like that. I don't want to do that because eventually when they lose, you're going to be like, wait, I thought you told me that everything was great. That being said, I have zero doubts at the moment in Lane Kiffin and Pete Golding's ability to get players that they need and get them to acclimate well, for one. Ole Miss has done an exceptional job in the portal era of keeping players that they've wanted to keep. They are okay letting players go that they don't think are can't miss or can't let go players. That roster retention's been very good. They have turnover, but it's mostly been guys that have gone down a level. That very few players have left this Ole Miss program and been elite players or good players when they've left. That is a testament to Kiffin and Golding and the entire staff's there ability to build rosters and evaluate talent. If they do suffer a departure in this window, there's no reason to think that they won't do a really good job of replacing those guys with equal or better, because that's what they have done. That's why this team is looked at so highly in the college football world. That's why this team is, getting number two in SEC power rankings kind of hype. That's why this team is going to be picked to make the playoff and all that, because all of those things are real. They've portaled well. They've recruited well. They've evaluated well. They've maintained the roster well. The collective has a good reputation for paying players. All of those things are very real. So while, there's still a lot of stuff up in the air of, who's going to leave? Who's going to stay? Who are they going to get? Who's going to hit the portal? Are they going to get this running back or that defensive end? Or is this lineman going to leave? Or is that guy going to leave? And all the drama, like the stuff with Micah Pettis the other day and all that going on, it's chaotic because that's what this is. But there are very few, if any, people that have navigated chaos better than the leadership at Ole Miss. And so, in a weird way, telling you to, just kind of sit back and let it play out is not something that typically I like to do, or that, hey, everything's going to be fine, so don't worry. That's not usually my approach to this. In this case, I think that they have earned that benefit of the doubt of, hey, it's going to be fine. They're going to navigate this well because this is just what they do. They navigate this well. And there you go. That's what I expect. I expect it to go well because that's how it's gone so far. I wish I could give you more. It just, again, it was a day of very little drama. I think Thursday's episode with you guys is going to be a lot more informative than this one. And I promise you we'll get to basketball as well, because Chris Beard is doing something pretty special in the portal right now. Two pickups already, one on campus today. We'll talk about that as that comes to fruition as well. So pretty elementary stuff right there. Forgive me for that. But again, it's a drama-free day. Not a lot to talk about when not a lot happens. We could speculate over some guys, I suppose, but I've got a stupid basketball game to stress over. So we'll get to your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online. ABSMS.com. That's the website if your Mississippi business is in the market for office technology, anything from copiers and printers and mail machines to cloud storage, data security, IT projects, phone systems, whatever the case may be. If it's tech, if it's in the office, and you need it, ABSMS.com. That's the website. Tell them I sent you, get a complimentary office technology assessment. The podcast is also brought to you by Priority One Bank. Let them make you their priority. They got 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's very likely going to be one in your backyard. Bank with me at Priority One Bank. They make me their priority every day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop, so all you need is an internet connection. You can do whatever it is you want to do with your money because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. A lot of NIL and portal drama going on at Louisville, it seems. Yeah, no doubt they're having some issues there. And again, it doesn't help that somebody that is involved with them in NIL in some way is acting the way he acted on social media. That was a really, really bad look. And when you act like that and then players leave, 1 + 1 sometimes equals 2. So calm down. No, I will not calm down. And I've got the game tracker up right now while I suffer through this before I can get back and be miserable for the rest of the night. The Lakers are going to get the benefit, so LeBron gets into the playoffs. Yeah, always. If I heard Tom Hart or Richard Cross say since 2015 one more time during that state series, I was going to roundhouse my TV. You probably wouldn't have liked the radio show Thursday or Friday either because, frankly, Haydad and I, we did the whole this is what was popular back then thing. So I'm glad that you weren't listening, and I shouldn't say that, but I'm glad that you weren't. But, yeah, I mean, you know, TV guys get the big – not narratives, because people take that as a negative connotation, but they have the narrative of the series, and they do tend to mention it often. It's what they do. Henry Parrish to Ole Miss, I assume, will be done soon. Yeah, I mean, I expect it between now and when I talk to you guys again on Thursday. The Oregon State back leaving while $400K offer was on the table is an unfortunate situation. If this guy is asking a super high price, I would not do it. I just don't value running backs that high. No, very few of them are actually worth that much anyway, but I do think his circumstance is probably a little bit different. Oregon State doesn't have a conference anymore. I mean, he doesn't have a conference. He wants to play games that matter, you know, and that's tough. I feel really bad. I feel really, really bad for Oregon State and their fans and their people. It sucks what has happened to them. Just really sucks. Kentucky sweeping Ole Miss is not looking that bad right now. It's not. Kentucky's quite good. But as I say then, and I'll say again, Ole Miss should be the team that's sweeping people. That's what Ole Miss baseball is supposed to be, is the team that's like, hey, getting swept by Ole Miss isn't that bad. You know, that's what Ole Miss is supposed to be. We've talked about it before, and you just keep hearing Tyler Barron is fixing to leave Louisville. If that happens, as I've told you guys, I mean, I guess if Ole Miss wants him back, they'll take him back. I've just the way he left has got to be a little bit alarming, but there's not going to be many guys with his ability left in the portal. Now, I don't think he's going to be a starter. I think that would be Ivy, Newmanley, Ellen, or however they do the configuration on defense. I don't think that he's as good as Princely, for sure, but he's certainly somebody that can help them and be an extremely valuable depth piece. But the way he left is, you know, not ideal. But if he leaves Louisville, that's just another example of what appears to be something wrong there. Sort of an old thing now, but you thought about it again recently. So one of the last things Josh Pate said about Ole Miss is that he has high expectations for 2024, but sees the program falling off the proverbial cliff afterwards. He doesn't buy that Ole Miss can sustain high success as a program because he is somebody that's caught up in the old way. I like him a lot. Does really good work, good content. I just disagree with him, you know. That's not a shot at him, the person. He's built an awesome thing. Does a good job. Is passionate about college football. And covers it all year, and I love that people do that because there's not enough of that. But I think that he is caught up in the old way of thinking, and getting caught up in the old way of thinking makes you believe things that are not necessarily true. Something's going on at Louisville. Hopefully that means Barron, but I wouldn't mind getting Penny Boone to run it up the middle. Absolutely no doubt about it. Thoughts on Colorado? I saw the leaked – well, it's not leaked. I guess it's an Instagram post from Shiloh Sanders that says defense transfers, DM me. Offense transfers, DM Shedeur Sanders. This is not last chance you, is what he says. And I hate it for them that they have to do that, because their coach has openly admitted to not going on the road recruiting. And his excuse for not going on the road recruiting was, if he went to one school but not another, the other school would get mad and people would get mad at him for not visiting every school. It's like, what the hell are you talking about? I mean, to win in college football, you have to grind to get players. It's what you have to do. You have to go on the road. You have to visit them. You have to build relationships. Just sitting up in Boulder and having your sons on Instagram do your recruiting for you is going to lead to roster instability and bad football teams. Last year, they were a bad football team. They have roster instability. Guess what they're going to be again this year? They're going to be a bad football team. If they win six games, it's a miracle, because they were bad last year. And seeing the quotes and the story about how the recruiting plane has never once been used tells me all I need to know. Florida may suck, but Caglione hit a 516-foot bomb tonight. Jeez. You like Josh Pate a lot, too. Reason you bring it up is because he's a top media guy with a strong base talking about Ole Miss. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I think that there are a lot of people that are caught up in the old way. There are still people that look at Ole Miss as there are people, Edward, that conflate the financial capabilities and prowess of the state of Mississippi with that of Ole Miss. They think that because Ole Miss is in the state of Mississippi, it cannot possibly be successful because Mississippi has problems. There are problems here, without a doubt. But this is a great place to live. I've made it my home, and I'm proud of that. But there are people that conflate the two and think that Ole Miss can't possibly be successful because it's here. Things like that. And it's up to Ole Miss to just prove them wrong, because the team that they're going to have now, why are they going to fall off a cliff? They won 11 games a year ago. Why didn't they fall off a cliff then? They went to a Sugar Bowl 2 years prior. Why didn't they fall off a cliff after that? Program's not falling off a cliff because maybe they have the infrastructure in place to win. So, anyway, told you it was going to be a short one, although we're getting our asses kicked now, but I'm still going to go finish that. So, I appreciate you guys a whole lot. We'll be back on Thursday. It'll be a lot more detailed and in-depth. We'll talk basketball between now and then as well. So, thank you guys for tuning in. I'm going to go get mad about a basketball game. So, you guys are the best. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you again on Thursday. See you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.